This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Satisfied, half of us in need. Love's bountiful in us, tarnished by our greed. Oh, when will there be a harvest?
10:55 in St. Louis. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590 The Fan. .com, Brian Hoffman, Jim Huer, Darren Atkins on the mics this morning. Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne, they're on the show together now. They're in the Hamptons today, not together, separately. But wrapping up the first hour, I want to get your take just on one thing in our texters.
We weren't invited, by
no,
the way.
We weren't. It's only for TV, guys.
Look, we get the Hampton house, I think, the last week in August.
Next time this happens.
It's a neighborhood only for TV people know
we're
about.
We're not going to tell them. I'm going to show up with the equipment, and we're going to do a remote.
Do the show right
there.
Hey,
guys, we're here.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, just surprise them.
I saw a very dumb column over the weekend about air conditioning and someone claiming that it's sexist, just because apparently men and women prefer different temperatures when they're indoors.
Air conditioning is sexist?
It's a very dumb article.
It's awesome.
Now, if you want to argue that it's bad for the environment, I'll listen, because there are elements to it that aren't great. But it got me thinking.
Okay.
And I put a poll out on Twitter about this last night. What's your preferred when you're inside your house? It's a 90 degree day in St. Louis. Where do you keep the AC in your household?
This is funny because it will vary depending on how your home deals with heat and cold.
And how big it is. I mean, I live in 650 square feet. Let me tell you, quick cool down session.
For our house, for the summertime, it's 75, but I have a smaller house, so we're very rarely downstairs in our basement. So basically, I just have to keep the upstairs couple rooms cool, and everything's good. So about 75, and I do have a brand new unit with about 3 years old because had to replace it. So it's doing quite well, but 75 is my house.
73. Sometimes apartments are hit or miss depending on how new the windows are and.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some apartments that have been very small but very drafty, to where you're paying 100 plus for your Ameren bill when you're really only cooling down 650, 700 square feet. 73, and it really doesn't really go any lower than that. I mean, once it hits a certain heat, it feels 90 feels like 100 to me. So, like, once it hits that certain heat, 73, 72 maybe, but for the most part, just keep it nice and comfortable.
I'm a 74, 75.
Okay.
We do kind of also have a smaller house, and very rarely does it get below that. We like to try to keep that energy cost low. That's our preferred method. So for the poll that I put on Twitter last night, and you're willing to chime in as to where you like to keep it, Big Al's saying he keeps it at 71 degrees. That's pretty low.
That is low.
That's got a nice little energy bill there.
He has hot takes a lot. He wears
He's cooling off the takes.
He wears multiple Bo Jackson jerseys at one time. So, yeah, it gets a little hot with those.
The poll that I posted last night, I gave them four options: below 68, between 69 and 72, between 73 and 76, and or above 76, 57% out of over 700 voters, 69, 72. Which, again, that's low.
That is pretty low.
That's low.
Well,
we don't put the heat that high in the winter.
I'll get sick. I
can speak for the radio station that we set it at 69 or 70 here.
Okay. And it feels like it when you're in here in the morning.
Yeah.
We
have a strange HVAC setup in here where some rooms get cooler than others.
When you can wear a hoodie and blast a space heater when it's, you know, the temperature will be 95 that day.
Cooler than most. Now, you say it's a sexist thing. You think women and men are different?
I didn't read the article, but apparently, especially in workplaces, they tend to lean towards what makes the guys more comfortable.
Now, I'm the older guy here. I can remember when family members, when I was younger, still did not have central air in certain homes. And you just dealt with it and you were used to it. And
for those homes not being sexist. We really appreciate.
I can tell you this, though. My grandmother and grandpa finally got central air when I was, I don't know, I was in my probably eighth grade, something like that, in that age group. And they were so set in their ways that, you know, we didn't need the air. We didn't need the air. And everybody in the family kept telling, you know, you really need to get the central air during the summer, da-da-da. They set it when they first got it at 80 degrees in the house.
Oh my God.
And they kept going, it's really nice in here. And everybody kept going, the hell it is. Turn that thing down to 74. And they were like, oh, no. And I get it for those who can't afford them. But I just remember them vaguely going, oh, no, it's great. You're going, no, it's not. Just if you're going to do 80 degrees, just open up the windows for crying out loud. So that was my story about air conditioning. But, yeah, 75 is good for me. But getting to low 70s, man, it's cold. You almost need a blanket for some people.
Hipster Tagro South jokingly saying they keep it at 66. 314.
Okay.
5,000 feet at 68 degrees, period, from High Roller Mike. 68 for sleeping, 72 for not sleeping for the 314.
A lot of people do like it really cold for when they go to sleep.
We have a ceiling fan for that.
Yeah,
so it stays at the same temperature overnight. And we put it up to about 80 when we're not inside the house.
See, I don't adjust it at all.
Really?
I just let it set at the temperature and let it go. Now, if I'm gone, which doesn't happen often for an extended period of time, I turn it off. But I don't adjust it for day or night. It stays at one temperature. And I don't even know how that works because I've heard varying degrees from people that it's better for your bill if you adjust it. I also have heard that it doesn't matter that much for your bill if you just leave it set at one temperature. But I just leave it at one.
If there's not a greater indication of how slow this week is in sports talk radio, we just killed time with an AC discussion. We're going to take a short time out. We have Yadier Molina's active night on Instagram last night, and then an unfortunate UFC bout for a Mizzou graduate as well on the other side. Before we go to break, though, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering incredible deals through the entire month of July during their Red, White, and Move sale. Buy a new McBride home in July and receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season, with incredible savings on a new McBride home. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quicker move-in. Homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. McBride's Red, White, and Move sales for July only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. Be right back. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.